From Little Rock Public Radio News, good morning. I'm Maggie Ryan, sitting in for Nathan Treese. Arkansas's population growth slowed last year, rising by 0.6% in 2025. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that was the slowest year of growth since the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as a sharp drop from the 2024 growth rate of 0.9%. Lower rates of immigration plus death rates outnumbering birth rates contributed to the lower growth rates. Arkansas had a net loss of over 1,200 people in 2025, compared to a net loss of just over 720 people the previous year. The U.S. Census Bureau says population growth slowed across the nation, largely due to a historic decline in net international migration, amid President Donald Trump's sweeping moves to halt immigration programs and deport non-U.S. citizens over the last year. Net international migration dropped from 2.7 million people to 1.3 million people from June 2024 to July 2025. And bird lovers and researchers are gearing up for one of the largest community science events of the year. Participants in the Great Backyard Bird Count will spend at least 15 minutes this weekend counting how many and what types of birds they see in their area. Counts will happen all across the world starting February 13th and running through the 16th. Uta Meyer is the senior manager of the Little Rock Audubon Center. She says there's plenty of opportunities to get involved.
Yeah, so they can always reach out to us. So, I can provide contact information in whatever format is best. There's also some online opportunities, some webinars, and different virtual trainings that somebody could take part in. Those are, again, put on by the partners, Cornell Lab of Ornithology, National Audubon, and Birds Canada. There's one on Wednesday, February 11th, that folks can join in on. To kind of give them the full scope of the Great Backyard Bird Count and let them know how to participate and answer any questions that way, too.
Even if you're short on time, Meyer still encourages people to participate. She says even low bird counts or limited observations can help scientists who track migration patterns and monitor bird populations across the world.
You can observe birds in your backyard, in your neighborhood, at your community center, at your school, at a park. And you can do that with or without binoculars and with or without a feeder. Any observation is important of any species, so it doesn't have to be a special bird.
Meyer says anyone can go out this weekend and contribute to the count, even without much equipment. Participants can track the number and species of birds they see in an app called eBird, developed by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Another app called Merlin can help identify birds through their calls. More information about the Great Backyard Bird Count and how to participate can be found online at www.birdcount.org. High school students in Little Rock participated in a day of walkouts last Friday, protesting federal immigration and customs enforcement operations across the U.S. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the group of students walked out of Central High School after the third block bell last Friday, citing concerns for friends and family members who feel unsafe amid increased immigration activity, among other reasons. The group marched to the Arkansas State Capitol, about a mile away from the high school campus. And the oldest gorilla housed at the Little Rock Zoo has died. The zoo announced the 42-year-old gorilla named Catherine went into heart failure and was humanely euthanized last Monday. In a social media post on Saturday, the zoo said animal staff had noticed Catherine was experiencing breathing problems and a swelling of the hand. The zoo said the decision to euthanize Catherine was made knowing her quality of life would not return. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Catherine was born in the Toronto Zoo in May of 1983 and came to the Little Rock Zoo in 2004. You're listening to Little Rock Public Radio News.